health insurance enrollment assistance, mental health support, diabetes self-empowerment education, and aging mastery are among the comprehensive selection of programs offered by the Center for African American Health. Their vision is creating opportunities for Black individuals and families to live in healthy, vibrant, and sustainable communities. Greetings again. I'm Adam Morgan. In working to achieve their vision, the center also conducts two major community events annually. The Winter Spring event is their collaborative health expo coming up on Saturday, March 30th at the Doubletree Hotel on Quebec Street. With us again to share more on the expo and the programs of the Center for African American Health is Center Executive Director, Ms. Deidre Johnson.
A couple years ago, we did a study in partnership with the Colorado Health Institute. And it was this wonderful issue brief talking about how much the Black community had benefited from the Affordable Care Act. The challenge was, even though we were more insured, we still weren't accessing primary care. We were doing more emergency care, ER visits. But then when you looked into the reason why, you know, if you are working a job that won't let you off, you can't get to the doctor's office during regular times, so you'll end up in the emergency room. And that's also when I discovered that our car ownership was less than half of everyone else in Denver. So add to the fact you've got a job, you got to get on the bus, suddenly, yeah, even if I have coverage, I can't get to a doctor's office. It's 9 to 5. Wow. I've got to get to the emergency room when I can.
I never thought about the impact of car and or transportation, automobile ownership as being, one of the things that heavily influences. Usually it's been healthcare costs. I have some friends that say if I go to the emergency room, I don't have to pay anything. But if I get a doctor, it means I got to have insurance and pay something. But I never thought about the impact of transportation there.
True. Here's the thing, when you go to the emergency room, you actually just pay more. You might catch up with you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that some of the speculation is that, no problem. But I think you're right, it does. The bills will still show up eventually.
And odds are those people saying that are people who, because here's what just gets on me, Mr. Morgan. We have systems and organizations that like to blame us versus removing barriers so we can take care of ourselves and others. It's always, it's that person's problem. Well, no, if I'm in a neighborhood with next to no resources, I haven't had an opportunity to, people like to blame individuals and families for their health versus looking at the systems within which they've grown up in, that in some cases didn't give them a fighting chance.
Yeah. Let me ask you about a couple of things that your organization does. Your Youth Workforce Readiness Program. What's that?
So we're fortunate enough to get a 2-year grant from the NBA Foundation.
Yeah.
And we define youth as 14 to 24. And really it's a kind of a job readiness program to really get folks poised to not only know what they're interested in doing, but to be competitive in the job market. And we've also been able to match some folks with different health careers. And the person working with us on that is a fantastic African-American male. So it's also nice for them to see themselves reflected in the same person who's giving them this advice.
Since we're talking about youth, you have another program that you're doing there called 24/7 Dad. That makes African-American men stronger fathers. Am I going in the right direction with that?
You are. You know, about 6 years ago, we first started offering parent education courses.
Yeah.
So we have a Strengthening Families program that's for parents of young children, birth through 5 years of age. And in offering that course, we started getting a lot of requests for, hey, do you have anything for dads? What can you offer for fatherhood? So we selected the 24/7 Dad program. It has really been growing beautifully. And it's a space for men to kind of be in a safe space, talk about their challenges together, and learn how to be the best fathers that they can be for their children. Another thing that staff has started, we call it barbershop talks, and that's been growing nicely. And that's just a monthly meeting that's for men only. And because of the growth of both of these programs, this summer in June, we'll be doing our very first men's retreat. And so staff are going to take a group of men really to a weekend retreat where they can talk about not only their life experiences, but what are their needs, would be it mental health, you name it, and really have that peer group experience to take a break and get away and kind of refresh and reset.
Yeah, that's terrific. Looking forward to the information on that one. Really, really good. Especially events that you have coming up. Coming up in March, you're having your health event as well. Can you tell me what's going to be taking place there? I know you have your assortment of screenings and that kind of thing, but give us some insight about what's coming up in March.
So very excited. This will be our 24th annual Health Expo.
Whoa.
So we've been doing this for a while. This year we're going to be at the Doubletree Hotel, which is on MLK in Quebec. But basically, it's a kind of a wonderful health and wellness event. So, yes, we'll have health screenings. We'll also have healthy movement, healthy food. And we typically have up to 70 to 75 exhibitors offering all sorts of information and resources about the social determinants of health. Because one of the things we know is how healthy you are, only about 20% of how healthy you are has anything to do with can you get into the doctor? But do you have access to food? Do you have a place to live? Do you have a job? And so we'll have a variety of not only health-related exhibitors there sharing information, but folks from preschool programs, as well as financial education, you name it. We try to touch upon each of those areas that really all together allow us to be as healthy as possible.
Is it something people have to register for in advance, or do they just show up?
They just show up. So it's going to be Saturday, March 30th. Doors open at 9. We'll be there early. But the doors open from 9 to 2.
Yeah.
And new this year, since we're at a hotel where we have a larger footprint, we're also going to be doing some community sessions. So the ACLU will be doing a program called Know Your Rights. Metro Caring, which is one of our food champions in the community, we'll be doing some work with community members. We partner with the Colorado Association of Black Psychologists on their emotional emancipation program. And so there'll be a session of that. Staff is going to do a session of the barbershop talks. So in addition to the different resources and screenings and healthy movement and some food, there'll be those moments of social connection where people can really meet with others and really dive in and learn about not only what's going on in community, but if there's ways to advocate for change, how they can become a part of it. And we also will likely do a live version of the podcast, Pearls of Wellness. We're working on the details of that. The morning of Saturday, March 30th, from 9 until 2, and I hope we'll see you there.
Well, we will certainly try to get there. Now, you said you had some interesting community things going on. Since you have an aging mastery program there at the center, are you going to have anything about aging that, especially boomers aging now, information that they need that may be available at the fair?
Yes, we will indeed. Not only our information about upcoming classes, but several of our exhibitors specialize in supporting the aging community. So we really seek to make sure we have everything for families, whether you're talking about early childhood, all the way to our elders.
Just a couple more things real quick. What's the impact of gun violence been on the African-American community as a health issue?
I have to admit, I don't know our local numbers. Yeah, as an organization, I don't track it as much, but I can tell you that as with everything, we experience excess death, regardless of the cause. I'm always confounded by when media wants to reach out and talk to me versus when I try to get them to focus on our assets and things going well.
Yeah.
And during COVID, everybody was willing to call up and talk to me about excess death and how horrible things were.
Mm-hmm.
I remember right after the shooting in Boulder.
Yeah.
I got a call. I don't remember which group, and they wanted to talk to me about it. And their question was, what do you think the effect of the gun violence in Boulder has on the mental health of African Americans? And I told her, you know, that's an odd question, because the problem is gun control.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that, because gun violence affects all of us. I think for the purposes of what we've been talking about, you know, like everything else, heart disease, diabetes, gun violence, we are dying more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a weird way, it's a shorthand for me, because no matter what it is, I can usually, it's usually 3 to 4 times excess death compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Let me ask you about self-care Saturdays. You would think people would be taking care of themselves anyway and wouldn't need a special outreach to remind them to do so. But you've created self-care Saturdays to help them think more in terms of taking care of themselves.
Yes. And so to be honest, when we started doing our behavioral health program, really matching folks up with therapists. And I know I said earlier that since COVID, I believe that stigma's eased up a bit.
Uh-huh.
But it hasn't gone away. So programs like Self Care Saturday, not only do they provide social connection and fun, but it's also an entry point for us to discuss, hey, we also have these other services. Is this something you might be interested in? And I'll also push back and say, yes, folks should take care of themselves, but how many of us, really, regardless of income, being Black in America, navigating a racist system that's, no matter what circle you're in, is probably challenging your humanity and your right to be there.
Yeah.
Sometimes people working multiple jobs, having multiple stressors. Self-care suddenly feels like a luxury you don't have versus flipping that and realizing, as they say, you've got to put your own oxygen on first so you can be there for others.
Yeah,
I think we're so wired to keep things moving, take care of others, that it's easy to forget yourself.
Yeah.
And so this is a nice reminder of, you know what, come take this break with us, find out about some more resources that might be available if you need them, or more oftentimes it's resources that might be available for friends and family that you know. And social connection, which is another important social determinant of health, is another reason why I really love the health fair, because we get such a nice crowd. And, you know, we live in Denver, and while we are in this community, sometimes you can go a couple days and not run into us.
Yeah.
So knowing that there's a dedicated event that's really celebrating the joy of us, That's another reason why it's my favorite.
Ms. Deidre Johnson, Executive Director for the Center for African American Health. Many thanks to her for being our guest again for this edition. Once more, their collaborative health expo is Saturday, March 30th, 9 a.m. at the Doubletree Hotel on Quebec Street in Denver. The event is free and open to all. The event is free and open to all the public. I'm Adam Morgan. Do keep in touch, and many thanks to you as well for sharing a few moments of your weekend with us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.